Welcome to Motherkind, sponsored by Stocker. This is the show that's going to help you feel more confident and empowered in motherhood, especially in this world of judgment and pressure. And a very special welcome to what we are calling Mother's Week here at Motherkind, because it is Mother's Day on Sunday, the 10th of March, this Sunday. So every day this week, we are going to release an episode, a mix of solo episodes from me, some incredible guest episodes, and a community Q&A episode. So, in this episode, I want to take a moment to reflect back on the past 400 plus episodes I have recorded and share with you the top five most game-changing ideas that I have learned from my incredible guest. So this episode is like 7 years worth of learning condensed into 20 minutes. Are you ready? Let's get into it. So the first one is learning a word that changed my life. And that word is matrescence. When I first became a mum, I thought there was something wrong with me for struggling in early motherhood. I thought that maybe I wasn't cut out for it, or maybe I just wasn't maternal enough, or the most heartbreaking thought of all, maybe I just didn't love my daughter enough. So learning this word, matrescence, changed my life because it taught me that there was nothing wrong with me. That actually matrescence means adjusting to motherhood is a process. It isn't something that we become mums and then we love it straight away. It is a process. And learning that gave me so much self-compassion. Learning that matrescence is meant to be bumpy. It is meant to be a time of confusion and questioning and insecurity and guilt and everything that comes with those early days of being a mum. Learning that that was all completely normal changed my life because it helped me to understand that there was nothing wrong with me. We all know about adolescence, right? A time when we go from a teen to an adult, that our hormones change, our body changes, everything changes, our relationships change. Think about how much grace we extend our teenagers. Some would say maybe we need to give them some more grace, but think about how much understanding there is societally about that time. And matrescence is exactly the same, but for mothers, it's just that we don't talk about it. It's just that it's not supported. So we often think that there's something wrong with us. And I have such a passion for talking about this word and normalizing that bumpy, confusing time because it makes us feel less alone. And when we feel less alone, we're able to support ourselves and each other in a completely different way. The worst feeling in the world is that gap between how you think something should be and how it actually is. And the bigger that gap is, the more painful the experience. And I think talking about matrescence, getting this word out there more, shortens that gap of how we think it's actually going to be and how it is. So that is why this word matrescence has completely changed my life. We've got some incredible episodes on that. We will link them in the show notes. The second idea that has been a complete game changer for me is that it is more than okay. In fact, it's part of my duty as a mother to focus on my own happiness too. You know, when I first came into motherhood, I had this complete martyr conditioning that a good mum was someone who put herself last, gave everything to her kids, probably didn't work or didn't do much work, was completely available. And that has changed so much for me. Hugely down to Dr. Gabor Mate, who, you know, in that episode in 2019, he changed my life. He taught me that actually, as parents, we have to go for our own happiness. We have to look after ourselves. That is part of the profound role of being a parent. And he really did. He did change my life. He taught me that it's okay to go for my own happiness and fulfillment. And actually, because we're showing our children all the time, every day, every minute of every day, what's important, we have to show them through who we are in the world that we matter and then they matter. You know, I've really broken this pattern in motherhood that it's selfish to care for ourselves when actually it is the least selfish thing you can do. And I think it was Glennon Doyle who said to me on the podcast, the happier I got, the happier they got. And I completely agree with that. The third life-changing piece of advice that I have had comes from Dr. Becky Kennedy, who is the founder of Good Inside. And she said this to me. which was that the ability to get our needs met in motherhood depends on our ability to handle others' disappointment with us. And this couldn't have come at a more perfect time for me. I was really grappling with how to meet my own needs and how to be there for my children. And there was tension points coming up where I would try and leave to go for a class or to go for a run, and the kids would beg me not to go. And the guilt that I would feel, I was really, really struggling with it. And Dr. Becky said to me, you cannot wait for a time when your children, your partner, your family, whoever is around you, are going to be thrilled about the fact that you are starting to prioritize yourself. If you wait for that, you are going to wait forever. That's why she said we have to get comfortable with disappointing people. We have to get comfortable with our kids being a bit upset that we're going out to do a class or meet a friend. We have to get comfortable with our partner being a bit resentful and grumbling that they might have to do an extra bedtime or bath time. And that tolerance to hold that disappointment is how we can start to get our needs met more. She gave me a complete gift and us a complete gift. She gave me this tennis court analogy. She said to me, Zoe, imagine that you are on one side with what you need to do to keep yourself happy and healthy and well, and your children and your partner and your family and your friends and society on the other side. But instead of a net on this tennis court, there's a big glass wall between you, and their feelings and emotions can't get to you because they belong to them. They are theirs. And so now when I see, you know, my girl sad that I might be going off to do something for work, I think that sadness belongs to them. Of course, it still pains me to see them sad, but it doesn't mean that I cancel all my meetings and stay at home that day. I'm able to tolerate their feelings. And actually, Dr. Becky gave me another gift because she said, you know, children facing some of those challenging feelings when you leave, getting through it, you coming back, that's how they grow resilience. We don't grow resilience by not going through hard things. We grow resilience by going through hard things, by learning how to handle feelings like disappointment and sadness. So that was completely life-changing for me at that time. And I still think about it most days when I'm facing, you know, that tension point that we do when we're trying to meet our needs and the needs of our family. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stresses, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. And therapy is a space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy is just an incredible, safe, non-judgmental space. I absolutely love it. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, which I think as busy mums is what we all need. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/motherkind today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/motherkind. The fourth thing and the fourth idea that has completely changed my life is understanding the stress response. When I didn't understand the stress response, I honestly thought I was a bad mum. I remember the first time I saw the flight stress response in myself. The girls were screaming at me. I think one was crying, one was tantruming. And everything in me just wanted to bolt and leave the room. And I felt like such a bad mum. I really shamed myself for that. I was like, my kids are in distress. How can I want to just leave? Then Dr. Nicola Perra on the podcast taught me about the stress response. So there's so many parenting books talk about, don't they? Be the steady ship in the storm. We need to be calm. We need to be co-regulated. Yes, all of that is true. But they fail to mention you will be hijacked by your own stress response. Anytime you get overwhelmed or overstimulated, basically all the time that we're with our kids, our nervous system responds in one of four ways: fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. So learning this changed my motherhood, right? I would notice how when the girls were climbing on me and I just wanted to push them off and run away, that was my flight response. when they'd scream and fight and I'd suddenly feel a rush of rage and want to just snap at them. That's my fight response. When they'd ask me for a 100th time for more screen time and I cave in, that's my fawn response. That's giving in to a boundary. Or, and in really intense meltdown, I would float up into my head, almost dissociate. That was my freeze response. And so understanding these completely changed, A, how I was able to react to those moments, but also my compassion for myself, because I realised I'm not a bad mum. You're not a bad mum. None of us are. We're being hijacked by this stress response. So there's nothing wrong with these reactions. I'm just a human with a nervous system. You put any human in some of the situations that we are in and they would react in one of these four ways as well. So something else mind-blowing that Dr. Nicole taught me is that we all have different stress responses based on our earliest coping strategies. So if you were little and used to run away to your room a lot, you might find yourself now as a 40-year-old mother of two like me wanting to run away again. And we just need to have compassion for ourselves for that. Tell you what was also fascinating is that we all have a different tolerance for these stress reactions. Psychologists call it window of tolerance. Again, it's based on our earliest caregiving and how calm and regulated our own parents were, has a massive impact on how quickly we go to these stress responses. There's so much I want to tell you about this. Maybe I need to do a full episode on it. But the skill is how we change this is the first one is just recognizing it. I have gone into a stress response. That helps you create some space from it. And the second most powerful in the moment tool that I've discovered is breath. It sounds like it's not going to make a difference. Really, Zoe, the kids are kicking off. I'm having this huge emotional reaction. You think that taking a breath is going to help me? Well, it does. It's actually one of the quickest ways to get you out of that alarm system in your body into the calm called the parasympathetic nervous system in your body. So the way to do that is to make your exhale longer. So you're just breathing in and breathing out. Make your exhale longer and you will feel your system start to calm. It feels like magic. It's not. It's calming your nervous system from that alarm system to calm. And then all the incredible stuff happens, like the co-regulation, like being the steady ship in the storm and all the stuff that the parenting books talk about. But we have to do this bit first. Okay, the last one, which again was life-changing for me, was understanding this idea of quality over quantity. I really thought that a good mother was someone who was basically with her kids as much as possible, that her life was given to her kids. That's what I thought it was. I've since learned through some incredible guests on the podcast that what really matters is the quality of that time. And it sounds obvious saying it, but it's about that connection. How present can we really be when we are with our children? You know, I've been at home full time with the girls and I've also lent into moments where I've been working a lot on this platform. And I have to say that when I am focused on the quality of the connection, I'm definitely a better parent and I'm definitely more connected to my children. It actually isn't having an impact whether I'm working outside the home or not. It's all about how present can I be with them. And that is a skill because it's really hard to actually sit and do something boring like push trains around a track for half an hour. So I had this incredible psychologist on called Dr. Joanna Fortune who really taught me that in just 15 minutes a day, if you can get that pure presence, maybe with some play in there, that is what you need to create that secure attachment, which is what we all want with our kids. We all want to create a secure attachment with them. The benefits of that in later life are just unbelievable. But she said that is possible in just 15 minutes a day. Go back and listen to that episode. It was a real light bulb seize parting moment for me. So now I do that. I actually do 30 minutes a day. The girls come home from school and we have this protected time together. We call it connection time, which is a bit cheesy, but the girls will ask for it now. They're like, can we have connection time? Where they know they're just going to get me. My phone's in another room. As my thoughts are wandering, I keep bringing my thoughts back to them, to what we're doing. And it's really beautiful. And I have to say that since I've been doing this for about 18 months, I've noticed massive differences in our relationships, in the girls' behaviour. It really is remarkable. So Those are the five things that have completely changed my life. They've changed my motherhood. They've changed how I parent and how I feel about myself as a parent. And I really hope that at least one of those has resonated with you. We're going to link all the episodes in the show notes of the ones that I'm talking to. So if you want to go back and listen to that episode with Gabor Mate, listen to that episode with Dr. Becky or Joanna Fortune or Glennon Doyle, or any of the ones that I've mentioned. And I really hope that was helpful. Come back tomorrow. It's Mother's Week here at Motherkind. We have another episode for you tomorrow. See you next time.